and a quote of the week is, money can't buy happiness, but it sure as hell can buy you a lot of stuff that will make you happy.
I totally agree with that.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, that's true.
Last time I checked, money sure as hell can buy you a lot of cars.
Hell yeah, man.
And cruises. And cruises. Food.
Yeah. Hey, and prostitutes and cocaine.
Oh, hey, and don't forget your favorite thing of all time.
Mm.
Switch. The Switch.
Bro, if I had like $1 bajillion, I would fucking buy a bajillion Switches and I would just build a house out of Switches. I fucking love a Nintendo Switch. See, money does buy you happiness.
Man, I can't.
The quote should have just been, money does buy you happiness. What the fuck?
I wonder who made that quote. Money can't buy happiness. I don't know, man.
Look at me, bro. I got a Nintendo Switch.
Yep.
Got me a PS4.
Oh.
Fuck, I got like clothes and shit. I got a sick ass car. Shit, I would be happy if I was sitting under a tree eating flax seeds. I'd be sad as shit, bro.
Scavenging for food and shit.
Yeah, I'd be hella sad if I didn't have no money. I wish I had more. I'm not out here like fucking being Mr. fucking vain, but I got some shit I like and that involves money. I like going to Burger King and buying $2 Whoppers, man.
Oh,
money buys me happiness.
Yep.
Oh, like I said, is someone going to follow up on that?
No, I don't think we are.
I think we might be done with this.
We're done with this quote.
No, you got to reach.
We gotta reach.
Come on, Lance. Speak about your experiences.
My experience with buying happiness.
Mm-hmm.
All electricity. I got running. Electricity. Running water.
Running water.
I got internet.
Mm-hmm.
Groceries. A beater car that works good still.
Gets you from point A to point B.
Yeah, it gets
me. I mean, a beater. It's like a nice ass, like old Lexus.
No. I'm talking about the Accord.
Okay, that is a beater. Okay. I was going to say, Lexus is hella nice for a 20-year-old car.
Yeah, other than that, it's pretty content.
Yeah,
got a roof over my head, rent.
Yeah, if you didn't have money, man, you wouldn't have that shit.
I don't know, man. Yeah. You probably have to be like looking for a tent.
I'd be outside smoking with fucking homeless Snorlax by the liquor store.
Oh, snap.
Oh, man.
Yeah, he's always open. No people.
Oh, he's open.
He's open.
I didn't know that.
He's open to cohabiting.
He's trying to make some new friends, you know.
Just hiding his belly button.
Oh, my God.
He's like, I'll keep you warm in the cold winter nights. So I was like, I'm good, thanks.
I'm good. You know, I got money. I got a place to stay. I'll be Gucci.
Hey, how can you be, like, homeless and extremely fat at the same time? That's crazy. Like he must be drinking like 40s 24/7 or something.
God damn, yeah, right? That's like his main calorie intake right there.
Yeah. It's got antioxidants, right? It's got these calories for the day. It's carbohydrates, keeps you alive. The alcohol makes you numb to the realities of his life. It's all the food groups right there.
That's such a tragedy playing out right there. Yeah. Oh man.
Maybe a rat went into the vet. Some protein.
Oh my god.
Oh yeah, in his bottle of liquor. Like, well, my nutrients. He's got liver for vitamin C. Yeah, right. So how do you live by? Yeah, go on.
If you had no money, what would you do?
If I had no money, what would I do?
Mm-hmm.
I'd probably go live off the land like what I said when I was a kid after reading like Hatchet and My Side of the Mountain.
Oh shit.
God
like,
damn.
Real life Stardew Valley over here.
I don't know about real life Stardew Valley. I don't gotta
collect 300 wood to rebuild the bridge.
Oh man. Little Juminos or whatever, Junimos. Go mining and shit. Cave collapses. I'm stuck in there. No one knows who I am.
And then a homeless man named Linus finds you.
Oh yeah.
Alright, if y'all couldn't tell, I've been playing Stardew Valley.
Do you like the game?
It's alright. It's kind of boring.
Oh, snap.
It's starting to click.
But yeah, it takes time.
You know what the problem with that game is?
It's like hard Robert's to get
money, so I'm very unhappy in that game.
Hey, Stardew Valley shows you gotta live try. Within your means for a bit, man, or below your means.
So sad, oh. I just want to fucking buy hella chicken coops and fuck Haley. You know what I'm saying?
Fuck Haley.
Well, the only
can you fuck the person you marry or?
You gotta have kids. So I
don't think that.
Yeah, no condoms. What do you mean, auto condoms? This guy. Get out of here. What is it? This guy.
Why?
Wait, even if you play a gay character, you have kids?
You know, I never know that. I never knew if you could.
Oh, shit. There's a question for y'all. Hey, what are the Yada Dot answer to? If you're a gay character in Stardew Valley, can you get kids? Do you just like adopt Linus or something?
There you go. I was about to say something like that. Probably just adopt him or something.
Like, fucking adopt the mayor.
Adopt the mayor.
Whatever. All right, we're getting a little off topic. Let's start with the goddamn show, motherfuckers.
Welcome to the show without a tagline. I'm Mike.
I'm Rob.
And I'm Ryan.
This is Yada Da Me.
Man sets up cameras to catch ghosts, but catches son having sex with wife instead. So man sets up cameras to catch ghosts, but catches son having sex with wife, and the wife is in parentheses and instead.
Yeah, holy stepmother, shit. Right? Yeah, yep. Stepmom.
What a way to go. You were looking for ghosts, but you found something completely different.
Bro, this is like the plot to a pornography.
Actually, is this a porn? Is this a like a?
It might be a porn shoot.
Yeah, let's pitch it to Pornhub. They might, you know, give us something.
this is like every front page porn on like Pornhub right now.
The dad wasn't in on it. He's just like, "What the fuck is this?
The hell?"
Well, no, I mean, if this was a porn, the dad would walk in and be like, "What are you doing?
Oh,
come on,
like,
guys!
Come like on, like father, like son."
Oh god!
Got like his fucking arms on his side, like his fucking doing a Superman pose. Like, oh, come on, guys!
Come on, me. His foot.
I'm highly disappointed in the both of you.
Yeah. he walks up and like tears off his pants and just starts dicking the wife down.
What, you said dicking the boy down?
Nah, the wife.
Oh, okay. I heard that different. I'm like, whoa. Yeah.
That was like a train.
I can dick the boy down if he wants.
Oh, Jesus. Hey, apparently the woman met the son when he was 9 years old.
Yep.
Yeah, fucking raised him into
into a
sexual partner, maybe. Yeah. Who knows? Well,
yeah. So
I was going to say, by the way, Vince, that was for you. No, I was out. No context.
No.
Well, yeah. The audience figure out what I meant by that. That was for you, Vince.
What was this part of his favorite hentai or something?
What?
Don't trip.
Oh,
All right.
So what game we're playing?
Okay. Well, let's get into the story. So, according to the coverage Lana already said, he didn't. Oh my god. Why am I fucking blacking on this story? So, while the man was reviewing the footage, he did catch his wife, but it is a step-mom to the child, the 16-year-old, which is now. And when asked about the... I'm out of it today.
Allegations.
The step-mom did deny everything, but of course the son confessed that indeed they had sex on multiple occasions.
Oh, man.
God damn.
Right. And they did have a child together, the stepmom and the husband. They had a biological son, 18-month-old.
And as the... I don't know who admits it, but I would guess the son did. So it started as a casual conversation, which led to tickling and finally into full-blown sexual intercourse.
Jesus Christ.
That is how a lot of sex starts. Yeah. Start playing around, and then all of a sudden, like, your dick's in her pussy.
Hey, oh, man. Remember those Pillsbury Doco with Boy commercials? It starts off with a little, like, tickling, and then just get to the fucking...
I know. Hey, man. Pillsbury probably got hella pussy.
All right.
Yeah. Jesus Christ.
Get a little too physically close, and then all of a sudden, just boners get popped.
Bam.
At first, you poke with the finger.
Now you're dick deep in your stepmom, you know? Makes sense.
Oh, Lord. Man. Good God. Hey, but she got arrested, right?
Yeah, she got arrested because she thought the age of consent was 16, but it turns out it was 17 for where they live.
Tasmania, Australia.
Goddamn, come on. Well, now she is in jail, and she says she felt ashamed and embarrassed.
Oh, because she got caught. Shake my head.
Because she got caught. If she didn't got caught, she was like, all right, let's do it again.
She probably would have kept going, man. This had multiple occasions.
Yep.
God damn.
So there's no way they're done yet. Man. Probably she's getting, you know, some visits here and there.
Hey, good dick is good dick. What are you going to do?
I think she was after that young dick.
Yeah, it was. Damn. She was.
She plotted it out. That's why she got with him while he was 7. Like, I'm going to wait.
Oh, my God.
Wait a minute.
She was grooming him.
Oh, never mind. I was like, wait, it's not 7?
No.
He was 9.
I was about to change it.
Yeah, sorry. Yeah, he was 9, and she plotted it out and waited out for...
And for the legal all age. That time.
Yep.
Holy shit, bro.
Patience is key, and damn, she had it. Hey,
she
got a little too anxious.
She's been looking her list for a long time.
That's, what the fuck?
God damn.
She's like,
Wait. So she actually groomed him, or...
Yeah.
It doesn't say in the story.
I guess she fucking groomed him. Like,
yeah, but it says here, it first happened when she walked into the stepson's... room to discuss his driving lessons.
Oh, yeah. Okay. Then yeah, they probably turned into like flirting, and then they fucked.
Yeah.
No, yeah, that's
pretty believable.
Conversation, yeah, the tickling, and finally full blown sexual intercourse. Keep that in mind if you know you're ever trying to. I don't know.
Yeah, she's like, all right, grab me by my driving wheel, my ass, and then you start pressing. And...
Damn.
Then don't forget to buckle up.
Yeah. Don't.
Oh, this puss.
All right, we gotta go on the bed to simulate a bumpy road.
Oh my God.
Oh God. With that, let's end the story because there's nothing else to report for it.
All right, when you reverse, you gotta pull out, okay?
I got a couple things to say about this.
By all means.
All right, check it out.
If I
was the son, this would be like the greatest moment of my life. I'm like, oh my God, I'm fucking my hot ass stepmom. This is dope.
Oh God,
this is fire. This is fire as fuck.
Oh God,
hey, I'd be like, fuck that fool. Fuck my dad. He's a motherfucker.
Oh my God, fuck
the shit out of her. but if I was a dad, man, I would probably just like hang myself. Can you imagine your own son?
Fucking
your wife cheating with your son.
Damn.
Oh God, I just fucking walk away. Like I'm done. I'm taking my little kid, and then I'm done.
My 18-year-old? No,
they can live together. Fuck this, man.
No. The biological 18-month-old son. The baby.
Yeah.
Yeah, I'll just take the kid. Y'all. I'm just like, fuck it. All right, y'all on your own.
Fuck y'all. I'm going to Thailand and fuck hella prostitutes.
Fuck. All right.
You can take your 18-year-old
son in Bangkok.
He'll do the same at some point.
Go to Thai school.
Oh my God!
White tie guy.
Whatever. All right, let's move on.
Retiring English teacher fined for repeatedly park pooping.
What, park pooping?
Park pooping. Park
pooping.
What does that mean? Pooping in the park?
Yeah.
Park pooping?
Park pooping, I guess. That's a way where to put it.
As opposed to parking at the poop, it's park pooping?
You gotta abbreviate it.
So what if I'm pooping in my bathroom? What is that? Is that bathroom pooping?
Wouldn't I just be pooping?
Yeah, no, it'd be bathroom pooping.
Fine.
Nah, because there's a time and a place for it. You don't go shitting in the park for 2 years. Right. You have a designated place where you do your business.
If I poop in my pants, is that pants pooping?
Well, you technically shat in your pants.
High school classroom pooping.
No, you shat in your pants at a public place. But if you pulled your pants down and shat on the very ground, then you shat on that property.
Dad. All right, so what if I had to really take a shit in class and I just like pulled out my pants and took a dump on my desk?
Chair. Better hope it's human anatomy class, so then you can.
Our kids gather around.
Gather around.
I'm about to show you something. How the human disposes waste.
Hey, I dare you. Hey, if you travel back in time and shit on the classroom desk, right before you do that, jump up onto the table and say, "Witness this moment." Drop your pants and just fucking push out like a big ass log.
As long. God damn. Behold, everybody.
His hemorrhoids.
Oh,
everyone,
no.
Everyone gathers around with like their fucking equipment. Like, oh my God, this is incredible. I can't believe I'm witnessing incredible. This.
Just will go down in history.
Human body is amazing.
This is now a Nobel Peace Prize.
I see this man eats a lot of top ramen.
As you can see, the food content in his feces leads us to believe that he has a very specialized diet in vegetables.
All right, that's what we want.
Okay, so according to the HuffPost.com, so Jeffrey S. Churchwell, the 60-year-old man who was cited for disposing disorderly conduct and agreed to pay a $365 fine, plus an additional $5,705 to the county public work department to reimburse them for the stains he left behind.
The stains he left
behind.
What, did he not wipe and just dragged his ass on the floor like a dog?
I guess so.
A fucking
that's a
trail.
Lot of stands, man. Oh, God. So, yeah, so the county sheriff first got wind, I guess, pun intended, of Churchwell's movement on October 8th after a worker at the county highway stopped complaining about the pooped and used toilet paper left near a parking building.
I would at least use a doggy bag. What the fuck?
No, I guess he, you know.
Toilet paper leaks.
No, he just remembered to wipe.
Oh,
I'm pretty sure he didn't care about the restroom there.
He wiped his ass while the suspect was wiping his ass.
Did he throw the toilet paper all over the floor when he was done using it?
So, I thought you meant the freaking cop like got some toilet paper and picked up the shit.
Oh no,
Jesus Christ!
That was the church. Well, yeah, he pooped and remembered to wipe himself.
How courteous.
Yes. Okay, so. At first, Churchwell reported told police he had been pooping at the park since the summer, but later admitted he had been dropping deuces for more than a year.
Hey, the janitors or park people were like, wreck. They probably had a nickname for him called the Shiro Sitter, serial shitter.
Yeah. Yeah. The park pooper.
Yeah, the park pooper.
Oh, fuck, man. Like, who could the mysterious man be?
It's his little rant calling card.
Oh my god. Go to work has like a little card inside the feces, like, oh yeah, there it is. The shitter. Hey,
if only this was a part of a detective film. So one of the investigators show up early and they still see it steaming. They're like, comb the area, he's still here.
What does it smell like? Chipotle.
Oh god my damn. Fucking god.
That'll be an intense ass movie, man.
It'll okay, be butt clenching.
Wait, what?
Huh?
Alright. So going on with this, so Churchwell said stupidly was the reason for his public poops, but also he did it both for convenience and to be disrespectful.
Oh, he's a straight G.
Wow. Convenience, because I can poop wherever.
Wait, and disrespectful then, to who?
That's what I'm trying to. That's what I wish I would have said. The but park. I'm guessing. To the
fuck
park,
the public.
Public menace, man. He said, fuck the park. Fuck these rangers.
Fuck it. I'm going to poop
always
wherever I
the
want.
Bathroom doors.
Damn. Hey, he would be a menace if he was like Dennis the Menace and he would shit on a slingshot and go around shooting fucking like.
Pretty oh my god.
I'm pretty sure Dennis the Menace. Ammo. Never shat around a park and flung at places.
Hey, but he had that slingshot, I think.
It's a very wholesome show.
The episode that never wanted you to see.
But this is what happens to Dennis when he grew up and he
my God.
Oh, okay. Then he became a fucking stupid teenager.
Yeah, no, stupid, like a stupid adult. An old retired English teacher.
Yep.
Can you imagine if your English teacher was caught like taking a shit at the park?
Like, damn.
Shit, I don't even remember where the English teacher was.
It was Churchwell.
All the teachers I remember was the perverted ass biology teacher.
Well, there you go.
Oh, the science teacher.
Yeah, Mr. Mr. Perverted guy. Yeah, Mr. P. Yeah.
Mr. P.
Mr. P.
Well, already sounds pretty much on point.
Yeah, like chocolate.
Really liked him.
Oh my God. I got the special chocolate. Well,
and I feel like bug eyes too.
Yeah, I know, man.
And that's all I have to report for the story.
Alrighty.
Alright.
So man requests trial by combat with Japanese swords to settle dispute with Iowa's ex-wife. Or his ex-wife. Unless it's Iowa's ex-wife. Yeah, because it says dispute with Iowa ex-wife. I mean, what, he's got more wives in fucking, like, Texas or something?
What? Was that
no, that's that like joke? A joke on the fucking... Yeah, because it just says Iowa ex-wife. I'm like, okay. But as the story keeps going, so David Ostrom has asked a Iowa court to grant his motion for trial by combat so he can meet his ex-wife and her attorney and
battle
on the field where he will rend their souls of their corporal bodies.
What the fuck? Did you like put the weapons down? Choose your weapon, slag.
No, so about that actually. So he asked the court to give him 12 weeks lead time in order to source or force the katana and swords.
What, did you fucking go to Japan to find like Muramasa's fucking ancestor?
Yeah, it's like, give me time. I will study the arts and create my own sword.
Oh, man.
This fool definitely flew to Japan, found Muramasa's like family.
And just said,
and had it forged fold 3,000 times.
Fuck. It can cut through bullets.
Oh, shit.
Okay, so Ostrom got the idea after a 2012 case that acknowledged that duels had not been abolished yet.
Oh, it's one of those like fucking laws that everybody forgot about.
Yep, and it's still there.
Yeah.
It can't happen.
Damn. Hey, what a guy though.
that's fucking dope though. I can't believe he fucking...
He's like fucking...
He's a genius, man. That's like 200 IQ right there.
Hell yeah, like, man. Fuck. Holy fuck.
Hey, if I die, fuck it. If you die, hey, I win. Jesus Christ.
Holy crap. Okay. So as long as it keeps going, as the story keeps saying, so the wife's attorney asked the court to suspend Ostrom's visitation rights and order for him to undergo a court-ordered
physiological
evaluation.
Yeah. And of course...
Wait, for what?
Because the wife's attorney believes that the man could be insane or something.
Yeah, probably not crazy. Insane. He's
insane.
Genius.
Yeah. Right. If it's not...
That's what I would do.
If it's not banned, then fucking rule it, you know, fucking say it out there.
Yeah.
It's an honorable deal between two ex-lovers, man. I fuck with it.
They should keep this legal. They should keep this legal.
This is kind of romantic, if anything, bro. Yeah.
If I cannot have you, then nobody can.
Hey, get
no,
fucking,
not about that. that's fucking weird.
Get fucking, like, Nobuo Uematsu to fucking... Orchestrate the music while they're fighting.
Oh, nice. Okay, so of course the court has not ruled on either party's motion. And of course the defendant, Ostrom, doesn't anticipate the judge will let his request go forward, but he wants an answer anyway.
Yeah, well, it's within the fucking law. Let him do it. Yeah. I don't see a problem. I'd watch the fuck out of this, man. Hey, put it on Twitch, live stream.
Fuck, go fucking
ask
put
for
it
donations.
On.
Bro, he'd be balling. Whoever wins gets the fucking donation money.
Oh, shit. Yeah.
And they don't have to, there's no death that has to be involved. You can yield. One party can yield.
All right, I'll admit, but the thing is, if you yield, you're forced to commit seppuku.
Oh, fuck.
Okay, that's not part of the rule, so remember, we're talking about USS oil.
Nah, because you're like dishonored and shit, right? Yeah, but they're but they're practicing the Japanese style of a duel.
So they must respect
the traditions of ancient Japan.
No, no, this takes place in U.S. soil with U.S. laws. So, yep. Samurai, like, contrary to what weeaboos have been telling you, samurai were never part of a...
Iowa sounds like a Japanese city, man.
My God.
Iowa. Iowa. Iowa nani o suru deshitane.
In fact, I bet you five Monopoly dollars is based on a Japanese word.
Hell no, probably based off of Native American.
Edone.
Oh, God.
Onegajimasu.
Hey, this fool probably watches like anime and shit, so he's probably like, eh,
all right. I have the idea.
Yeah, use katanas.
Him watching Hella Samurai Champloo thinks he's a djinn.
Oh, yeah, right, shit.
Whatever. You got anything else on this shit?
Nope, that's pretty much all I got.
So the wife can select her champion to fight for her.
All right, it's no longer honorable. Nah, she better step up or...
Yeah, right? Shut up. What if she taking custody? Oh, damn, property.
Oh, hell no. I'm a sword fight for that shit, too.
Custody issues, yeah. Fuck it.
You're going to get up in there, too. It's going to be a three-way now.
It better be what?
A three-way match.
Hey, he's still thinking about the fucking sex story from the last sex story.
Yep.
Yeah, man. Better have a 50-50 custody rate with no bullshit, like moving out of state and all that.
Oh, my God.
Oh, my God. Whatever. All right, is that it?
That's all.
All right. For sheezy. Gather around, children, for today I have a story for you. The story of Riding Red Hood.
Don't you mean Little Red Riding Hood?
Silence, young Padawan!
I said Riding Red Hood. This is a story that my father told me, and his father told him. The story's been passed down from generation to generation. Now let's start the story. Once upon a time, there was a lady by the name of Dick Riding Hood, who was actually Remy LaCroix. One day, she went out to see her grandmother, Lisa Ann, and told her stepmother, Asa Akira.
Hey, Mom. I'm going to grandmother's house.
You forgot something.
What did I forget?
You forgot the basket I packed for the both of you.
Oh, how clumsy of me.
And my goodbye kiss.
You're getting more than just a kiss. Nya.
Teacher, this doesn't sound like the story my mom read to me.
Hey, go stand in the corner of the room for interrupting. And go put on that dunce hat while you're at it. Now, class, while he's walking there, point at him and yell, shame.
Shame.
Okay, where was I? After both Dick Riding Hood and her stepmother had their fill of kissing, fingering, and scissoring, we pick up with Dick Riding Hood in the forest, skipping to her grandmother's cabin. But before she arrives, Dick Riding Hood will meet the big bad wolf.
I can't wait to get to my grandmother's cabin. There's vodka, vibrators, and Molly in this basket. Oh, wow. Mother packed more than enough for us.
Rawr!
Who are you?
People called me the big bad wolf. But my name is actually Peter North, and I'm famous for my cum shots. But you can just call me North.
North?
Look down at my crotch. You can see where it is pointing to.
Oh my!
So, where are you off to, sexy?
To my grandmother, Lisa Ann's orgy cabin in the forest. Oh, I'm late. I better hurry off.
The big bad wolf wanted a piece of Dick Riding Hood, so he took a shortcut to the orgy cabin. As soon as he arrived and saw her grandmother, he knew, down below, he had to take care of Grandma first.
Dick Riding Hood, is that you? The door's open. Come on in.
You're not my Dick Riding Hood, but this is a pleasant surprise.
No, I'm the Big Bad Wolf, Peter North, and I'm famous for my cum shots. And once I'm done with you, You're gonna need a cane to walk.
With Grandma out of the picture, the big bad wolf dressed up as her and waited for the main course to arrive.
Teacher, can you read something different? I'm feeling weird.
My pants feel real tight.
If you don't like this book, then go stand in the back of the room with the dunce.
Now, where was I? Dick Riding Hood finally arrives at the orgy cabin and rings the doorbell without knowing what lies behind.
Grandmother, are you home? I brought some supplies so we can have some fun. Dearest mother packed the newest vibrator. When you turn it on, it sounds like a jackhammer. It feels earth-shattering.
Well, hello, child. How lovely for you to visit me.
Grandma, your voice sounds different. Did you swallow too much?
Oh, I just deep-throated a bit too hard. It kept poking me in the back of the throat. All the habits die hard.
Grandma, what large hands you have.
The better to grab you by the pushy, my dear.
Grandma, what large eyes you have.
The better to see those tits and ass.
Grandma, what a big tongue you have.
The better to taste every inch of you.
Grandma, what is that large bulge you have under the sheets? And why is it making choking noises?
Hold on.
You're not my grandmother. What did you do with her?
I ate her. Pussy!
Oh, dear. I brought all of these toys to use.
Don't use those toys. Use me.
Oh, I invited some friends over. Can you be a dear and open the door?
It's me. Suck my Richard.
And it's me, the Morning Woodsman.
We would like to fuck. Hey, aren't you Peter North, the cumshot legend?
Weenie, you forgot. Well, what's going on here? It's a gangbang scene, honey. Join us.
Then they all fucked one another into the night. Money shot after money shot. And they fucked happily ever after. Now, wait a minute. Where did all those boys get to?
They all finished and needed to go to the bathroom and they threw the tissue box on the way out.
Why didn't you go?
Oh, I'm gay.
Oh.
You forgot the basket I packed for the both of you.
Oh, how clumsy of me.
And my goodbye kiss.
Oh, mother.